Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Here with Jazeel for the school holiday drive. Good afternoon. I mentioned earlier, how many times do you think you would say no to your kid before they turn 16? Well, some new stats have come out. Apparently, according to this poll, on average, parents say no to their kids over 8,000 times a year. I'd believe it, because already Malachi, my little son, he's what, 7 months old? And although he can't talk back, so many times I'm like, no, don't touch that. No, don't crawl there. No, don't do that. Don't put that in your mouth. Already so many no's. So I've broken that down. I've done the math for you. That's 23 times a day you will say no to your kids. So I thought, what was the last time, or when was the last time you said no to your kids? Have you had to do a stern no, like your kids were really trying to do something, and you're like, no, for the fourth time, do not put the fork in the toaster. I mean, I don't know what it was, but I'd love to hear from you. 9313-0985, or you can send me a text, 0429-985-985. Have you had to say a stern no because they were about to do something just stupid? We'd love to hear from you. 0429-985-985. And obviously, there's the obvious ones, you know, staying up late, lollies just before bed, buying something every time you go out. Can I have that chocolate, please? Maybe more screen time. Maybe can I have a phone? Getting a new toy, maybe fast food for dinner. Those are all the obvious ones. I want the outside of the box ones, family. When did you have to say no? And you're like, should I really have to say no to this? Surely you understand. A few texts coming through here. Vanessa says, had to sternly tell my kid to stop turning my car on. He would steal the keys and run to the garage. Age 6. That's a little bit terrifying. The moment he knows how to put that in gear, that's another level. Another one here from Jason. Had to sternly say no to my kid after I found her eating honey out of the jar by the spoonful. Definitely not good. Jennifer says, no, don't ride your trike down the slide. My 6-year-old. I mean, you want to say no, but a little part of you is like, oh, what's happening? Surely, Jennifer, surely. Another one here. Camping with friends. A group of us was washing dishes in a communal sink outside the showers. I heard our friend loudly yell at his 4-year-old son, Flynn, stop licking the bathroom floor. We all just cracked up laughing. Whole campground heard it. Diane? It's moments like that. You just crack up. You're like, why? I shouldn't have to tell you. Don't lick the floor. It's absolutely brilliant. One from Cherie who says, don't you dare. Then a comma. Caught my son with a golf club about to tap my car window because it sounds cool. I presume that that's it. It's my son. Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, man, and I've got a son, 7 months old. This is what I've got to look forward to. This is fantastic. Rachel got in touch. We moved into a new house and had a very steep driveway. Our daughter, who was under 2 at the time, belted herself into a 3-wheel trike with the handle at the back and headed down the hill as her daddy yelled, no, and grabbed the handle to stop her from going straight onto the road. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Girls, boys, doesn't matter. They do whatever they want. This is terrifying. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.